Journey to Success Radio. And today I am interviewing Ramona Cardigan, who is a raw foodist and physical fitness expert. Good evening, Ramona. How are you?
I'm very well, Michael Collins. Thank you for inviting me on your radio show.
Yeah, I'm sorry I mispronounced your last name. Why don't you
everybody? It's Ramona Cardigan.
Okay. And just give everybody a brief background on your history with raw food and physical fitness and what you're doing.
Yeah, sure. Yes. I have been off meat since 2000, and I've been a raw vegan and a little bit cooked vegan since 2006. And the reason why I chose to eat non-meat is because of the animals. That's the major reason why I chose to be a vegan. And my path into veganism is so rewarding, because when I'm eating food, I don't have to be worried about the fact that an animal was sacrificed, you know, for me. And besides doing it for the animals, I also feel there's great, excellent health benefits to it. That's the secondary reason why I chose to eat, not to eat meat. There's, as a raw vegan, you have the benefits of eating healthy food. My food, for the most part, I get from the farmer's market, or I get it grown from people's gardens that I know they're organic in my area. I live in Nassau County, New York, and I get food that's in season, and I just love the fact of having raw food. It makes you feel lighter in terms of, it gives you more energy, and I feel that I could do more of my workouts more efficiently. I've been in fitness practically all my life. I started off taking ballet when I was about 5 years old, and I took toll or points when I started about, say, like 12, 13 years old, and I've been always exercising and involved in fitness. And I joined a gym starting probably, it was in 1990, around 1990 when I started working out at the gym. And I, ever since the gym, I enjoy, you know, physical fitness and just all different types of fitness. I'm a certified personal trainer, certified Pilates instructor. Also, I teach hula hooping fitness. And I enjoy all different types of fitness. I enjoy working with kids.
All right. For the listeners who really don't know what Pilates is and the different things like the hula hoop, explain exactly what you do, Ramona.
Yes. Yeah, so what I do is that I train people. Basically, when I train people in fitness, personal training, I work with them on helping them reach their goals in fitness. I ask them, what do they want to achieve? I talk about what they ate. I talk about what types of techniques when they use to help them reach their goals. I use compound exercises when I work with people who want to lose weight, because you're working multiple muscle groups and you're burning more calories. So I use a lot of compound exercise movements against your own body weight or with weights. And with Pilates, I use that for people who want to, like if they're dancers, if they're ballerinas. Pilates is more for alignment. And it's another type of workout. It's also a strengthening workout. We only use, for the most part, your own body weight. If you're doing Pilates mat or the reformer, when you're actually using the equipment with the reformer, and that's also focusing, you know, on the overall core. I myself participated in the Warrior Dash and Spartan races. So those are obstacle course races where you are working on different planes, on grass or the pavement, or you're climbing up walls. You're actually sometimes doing the javelin, some javelin routines. You're lifting heavy stones. You are, you know, just all different types of multi levels of fitness. And my next goal is to enter a competition, with the bikini competition. I am presently on veganbodybuilding.com and .org, and I'm on those sites on vegan fitness. And I do plan to compete down the road in competitions that deal with natural fitness and or vegan fitness.
Okay. And now, when you're working with a client and you're working with somebody who wants to get fit, working with somebody who wants to lose weight, give us an example of how the workout would look.
Yes, the workout would be, say the person wants to lose, say, 10 to 20 pounds, okay? And I would start them off with a cardio workout where we could be jumping rope for maybe for about for 2 minutes or so, jumping rope, or doing jumping jacks. Then I would have them do squats, sumo squats, where that means your butt goes over down to the ground and you're balanced. And this also depends on your fitness level, too. So the person can't do sumo squats, we'll do a squat, but we can just deviate it. It could be a front squat instead. The reason why I incorporate squats is squats is an overall body movement. It burns the most calories. And your abs are in tight, and you inhale to prepare, and then you squat down, you exhale, and when you come up, you squeeze the glutes in, and you inhale. So that is something where I would do squats, 3 sets of 10, with weights or without weights. Then I would have them do lunges. Again, lunges is where you're working your quadriceps and your hamstring muscle, and your abs are tight, and you're working, when you're doing lunges, you're working on your balance as well, and also you're working on improving your fitness level. You're working on your lower extremities. Then I would have them walk maybe from one end to another and then back to another end doing lunges. Then after that, I would have them do maybe 2 sets of 10 or 2 sets of or 3 sets of 10 of burpees, burpee exercises.
And
that
burpees
is when you kneel down to the ground, your hands are on the floor, and you're in a squatting position, your hands are down, and then you extend your feet all the way vertically, but your hands are on the ground, and then you come back up and you jump up to the sky, and then you go back down with your hands down to the ground, extend your legs all the way back straight, then you put your feet to match up to your hands on the ground, then come up and then jump up. That's a burpees. And then after that, we would do a plank exercise. There's a variation, different variations of plank. Plank works your core, your abs, your back, your thighs, your inner thighs, your outer thighs, your whole extremities, shoulders, forearms, and your abs are tight. And that is a way where you stabilize your body, and at the same time, you're strengthening your core, meaning your trunk, your back, your abs, and then that works to burn calories too. That's one of the routines, and I would repeat that cycle over and over again, maybe 5 or 6 times, or 10, depending how many times the client can get through. Then we'll do a cool down. The cool down will be a stretching, because you want to always stretch the muscles so they could, you know, avoid injury. for the next day and also to recover.
And about how many pounds would people burn off in one session? I'm sure people are interested in that. And how long a period would it take to lose 20 pounds?
Well, the thing is that you have to shock the body. So when I work with my clients, depending on their fitness level, I would change the fitness routine, because you can't do the same exercises every day. You have to match. If someone wants to lose a certain amount of weight in a certain period of time, so they want to do it 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, everyone has a different timeline of what they want to lose, when they want to lose the weight, you know, what I would do is I would provide different exercises to shock their muscle groups so the muscle groups won't get accommodated to that, and, you know, keep changing it, and that's, you know, to tweak the routine. And also, it's not just the exercise that really counts, but also it's what you put in your mouth also. So working with their nutritionist, you know, knowing what foods to avoid, what they can eat. I would work with the nutritionist to have a plan with them for what they should eat throughout the day, so the workouts pay off.
Now, in order to work with you, do you have to be a vegan?
No, you don't have to be a vegan. You don't have to be a vegan. I work with people who are non-vegans, who are vegans, and I have different, you know, I became a vegan because of the ethical reasons, you know, for the main part, you know, and I work with all types of kids, adults, elderly, children, and that's just something, you know, that's part of me, but I don't force the issue on anyone.
Okay. And if people wanted to get in contact with you, how would they get in contact with you?
Yes. Well, you can get in contact with me. You can call me directly at 917-608-0018. That's my cell number. Or they can get in contact with me on Facebook. My first name spelling is R-A-M-O-N-A, Ramona, and my last name is Cadogan, C as in cat, then A-D-O-G-A-N. And that's the best way to connect with me on Facebook, or contact me directly, and then we can take it from there.
Sounds good. And
thank you.
And tell me, you know, an ideal client, I'd take it for you, would be a vegan, somebody who's raw, and somebody who wants to get in shape. And how would you work with somebody who's not eating meat, not eating dairy products?
Okay. So if I were to train, you're saying a vegan, or vegan, how would I train them? Well, basically,
would it be a little bit different than training a meat eater?
That's a very, very good question. When you're comparing meat eaters to non-meat eaters, everybody has a different fitness level, and you know, don't scrutinize whether you're a meat eater or a non-meat eater. So the training all depends on their own individual fitness level. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so depending on their fitness level, that's the main key of what you're looking at.
Yes, because everyone starts at a different pace, a different level.
Okay. And do you combine, do the combining of food with the clients as with the exercises, or do you recommend that people see a specialist for that?
Well, what I do is, with most of my clients, I always, first of all, I recommend them they get a doctor's approval first if they can, if they could have a personal trainer. And then the second thing is once we talk about food, then I ask them if they have a nutritionist. And if they don't, I would recommend them, one. And then I have a nutritionist that's on my team that I would recommend. And that nutritionist and I would work out a eating plan system where I would decide what type of raw foods they can have or what type of vegan foods they can have based on what the nutritionist would allow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are some of the benefits a person working with you would gain? I'm sure they would have increased energy, more strength, stamina. What are the benefits that people would get working with you?
Well, they'll improve their confidence level. They'll get into a routine. And they will gradually and safely see the changes in their lifestyle.
Right.
A nutritionist that I work with, his name is Alvo Douglas. His first name is O-R-V-E-L Douglas. He's on my Facebook page, on Facebook, and he is a certified diet/nutritionist that works with clients of all different types, from diabetes to cancer to ulcers, all types of from obesity, all different levels. And I refer people to him because he has gotten the results for people who need to lose an enormous amount of weight.
Right. And so do you ever turn down any people, like you mentioned obesity, or how would you work with an obese client? I take it, you know, you'd have to get their doctor's approval and work with them very slowly.
Yes, I would definitely it would be their medical doctor combined with their nutritionist and work with them closely. So it's not just me and the client. It's me, the client, their medical doctor, and the nutritionist, and devising a plan of how we're going to continue to get progress with an obese client. And provide them
right.
with different workouts that they could still, that they could manage, and at the same time, where they don't become, you know, afraid about something. I would work with them where they improve their confidence and work them at a pace where they can handle it. And when once it gets to the point where they can handle it, then I would gradually increase the difficulty.
Right. Now, I've seen pictures of you, like, moving humongous tires and things of that nature. Do you do that with your clients also?
Well, if I'm training a football player or an athlete, they require a challenge for their fitness. And I do flip tires. That's part of a CrossFit routine that I would do. And the reason why I flip tires is just another way to incorporate overall fitness. It strengthens your arms, your biceps, triceps, your back, your abs, your glutes. You're working your whole entire body when you're flipping that tire.
Right. Now, do you also work with people taking them out into the wild, like going hiking, doing mountain climbing, things of that nature?
Yes. I mean, I always encourage my clients, besides, you know, other ways to get your aerobic activity would be to hiking, bike riding, swimming, you know, dealing with nature, the outdoors. That's a very good way to get to get fit that way as well. But you need to always keep changing it so you can tweak it so your body won't get accommodated or adjusted to it, to routine, yes.
Right. And why is it so important to change the routine?
It's important to change the routine because your body will get adjusted to the routine and your body won't burn fat efficiently. So you need to always change the routine. Either you can increase the weight, or you could, in this case, you could change the routine completely, or you can lower the weight and increase the reps. So there's different ways to make the exercise more challenging after a period of time when you become adjusted to it.
Right. Right. And I take it you get very good results with this. It sounds like a very demanding type program.
Yes, I have different programs for different types of people that I'm working with. So some people want demanding. Some people, like the athletes, they need it very demanding because they're going, you know, for a competition. But someone who's an elderly person, you have to be in TLC with them. You have to work with them at their own pace, still give them the confidence level and give them the motivation to strive for that, their goals.
Okay. This is Michael Collins with Journey to Success Radio, and I'm on the air with Ramona, who is a physical fitness expert and a raw food vegan, and we're just discussing, you know, ways to get into shape, ways to increase your stamina, confidence, and improve your general health. We're on the air live now, so if you want to call in, I'm sure Ramona would be glad to answer your questions. And you can call in to 718-766-4453. Thank you. And we're just going to continue the conversation. So I take it you like what you do, because I can hear your enthusiasm. And you like working out. How often do you work out personally?
Personally, I work out about 5 to 6 days a week.
Okay. And you said that you're a raw chef, so I take it that you prepare all your meals ahead of time, or what does a raw chef eat most of the time?
Well, me personally, as a raw chef and who's into fitness, well, I do a lot of juicing. I do have at least one green smoothie or fruit smoothie a day, one or the other. I also have raw oatmeal, organic, and I put water in it and fruit in it. That's if I'm going to be doing a long-distance type of endurance workout. I would have that before a workout, like an hour and a half before. First thing when I wake up would be having lemon and water. First thing when I wake up in the morning. And then sometime after I work out, I would have tons of water. And in between my workouts, in between my day, I would have water every other hour. Usually I have a half a gallon to a gallon of water. That water I drink is alkaline water, Kangen water. I do that. Or Cold Spring Harbor. They have a natural spring there. I usually get my water from there too at times. In the evening, if I'm not working out, I'm going to have a large salad with all different types of sprouts, beans, nori, dulse, maybe half an avocado, balsamic vinegar dressing that I probably have made, tomatoes, carrots, all different types of greens in my salad, peppers, different colors of peppers in my salad as well. And that's it. You know, it's important that I don't have too much nuts in my diet, because it's very high in fat. Too much avocado, not too much avocado, but I have to make 2 avocados a week. Maybe 2 handfuls of nuts, maybe about 2 times a week. sometimes I do have raw chocolate, or I have, you know, a raw dessert. You know, I do have that, but it's not, it's sparingly. It's not a main,
right.
a main part of my diet, you know, and that's something that people should be aware of. And if you don't work out, the days I don't work out, I eat less. When I work out, I eat more.
Now, do you make almond milk and things of that nature?
Yeah, I do. I do have almond milk sometimes, or you know, I do have that as a as an alternative way. Like I said, I don't have too much almonds in my diet because I want to keep my fat level low. But I do have occasionally might have almond milk once in a while.
Okay. Now, you know, we hear a lot of myths about fat and protein. As a physical fitness expert, how do you see the fat in the protein that people take in, or how should people be aware of monitoring that for themselves?
Yes, that's a very good question, Michael. Fats come from the nuts, from seeds, from avocados, and you need to have that. You need to have fat. The fat is in the cushion organs. So the purpose of having fat is to cushion our organs, right? So you need to have fat in your diet. You could do have some oil, but not too much oil. You know, if you have oil, you could have a little bit in your salad. But now, don't pour the whole thing in. Just maybe like a maybe a teaspoon, or, and that's it. Maybe sometimes,
right.
Maybe you might want to the next day when you have a salad, you might use balsamic vinegar, or you might use a different dressing that you can make. You don't have to use the same. You don't have oil as your dressing all the time.
Right.
To mix it up. So with the protein aspect, how do I get people ask me as a raw vegan, how do you get your protein? I get my protein from sprouts, sunflower sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, all different types of sprouts. I also get my protein from having a lot of greens. I juice a lot, so that gives me a lot of protein also. I get my protein from beans, lentil beans, chickpeas, lightning, all types of beans. Also,
right.
When I have quinoa or oatmeal, the quinoa is a grain, and the oatmeal is a carbohydrate. They're both carbohydrates, but there's a complex carbohydrate that have protein and carbohydrates. What we need to worry about is staying away from the sugar. The sugar is the one that puts on the weight. Having too much sugar in your diet. I mean, sugar. Like food sugar is fine. That's fine. But stay away from candy. Stay away from crackers and all this, your cookies, cakes, the sugar that comes from sugar cane. That's very, very unhealthy. So you have to be aware of that. That's where people gain weight, from eating too much sugar and also too much meat. The meat and the sugar. That
right.
Put in, you know, the pounds.
Right. Thank you. That was very clear.
Thank you.
What would you want to tell people who are just meeting you for the first time? What would you want to tell them that you could help them with, or that you could be a support, that you can be a coach for? How would you talk to people about things like that?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm very sensitive to people's, you know, issues. So I would respect, you know, where they're at where they are. And even, you know, as their coach, as their personal trainer, I would work with them based on what they want to work on. And I will be there to guide them and give them the assistance, and I'll always be positive with them, always encouraging them. Can't does not exist in my vocabulary. and I would provide them with these sources of how you can safely lose weight. I give them some literature for people, you know, who need some type of further incentive. And if they need like a nutritionist, yeah, I would refer them to someone who I know who's gotten results but helping people. So I'm very open-minded to what they have to say, and I'll be a good listener to what they have to say. We'll listen to what they have to say, and then we can devise a program based on their needs and their availability.
So you specialize your tailor your plans just to meet people's needs. It's not a cookie-cutter approach.
Right, exactly. I would meet their needs. Some people are housewives. Some people work 9 to 5. Some people have different schedules, and you know, everyone has a different. Everyone's lifestyle is not the same, and yeah, I'm very sensitive to people's lifestyles, to people with their fitness levels, and I would encourage them from wherever they're at.
Right. Now, you know, I was listening to you talk about, you know, your food regimen. How much time does it take you to prepare food daily? Because I'm sure that, you know, people
right.
think about that.
Yes, definitely. So the thing is that, you know, people always just say, oh, there's no time, there's no this. You know, if you do the night before, that always helps me a lot by planning, doing my meals the night before. Or when I have the time, I would just find the time to do it. I would just, you can't put a price on your health, and you can't find, because everyone can make an excuse. Oh, it's not enough time in the day, I have this going on, that going on. So when people tell me this, what I say to them is, I ask them, what do you do from the time you wake up in the morning to the time you go to bed? I ask them to write down a schedule. What do they do? 6 o'clock to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, up until midnight. And then hopefully they say they go to bed at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or even 8. You know, it's important to have at least 8 hours sleep a night. You know, so, and then I would say to them, okay, is this part of your life very important? Do we need to keep this? So I try to organize what they can keep, what they should keep into their schedule and what they should not keep into their schedule, so they can find the time to do the things that are necessary to keep them to live longer and happier and healthier.
Right. Sounds really good.
Thank you.
And you find gaps in your time where they're just not using their time properly, or where they could be using that time to prepare or set up their preparations. So it's really, what you're really doing is giving people an education on their health.
Exactly.
And Ramona, why don't you tell the people, you know, about your upcoming schedule, some of the things that you have going on, because I know
yes.
that you do a lot of fairs. I know
yes.
that you just came back from doing a fair over the July 4th weekend. So why don't you let people know a little bit about what you're doing also?
Yes, definitely. Well, I plan to, based on my schedule, go to the Food Festival, the Woodstock Food Festival. That's from the 19th. Through the 26th of August. Upstate in Languedoc. I plan to attend that event. And prior to that, this past weekend, on Saturday, what occurred was the Animal Rights Veggie Festival in Long Island. That was on the 13th of July, and that was in Huntington. It was the first one ever, and that was incorporates veganism on Long Island. And we had a whole bunch of lectures and speeches on fitness, on health, everything from A to Z. And then I was at the Veggie Summer Fest. It was the first week in July. That was in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, at the University of Pittsburgh for the Veggie Summer Fest. I always incorporate that as something that to help people, even non-vegans, try to attend to educate themselves on that event. It's a yearly event. And my upcoming events that I plan to schedule, I'm going to be speaking at Be Organic, 8 p.m., July 30th in Great Neck. And I'm going to be speaking on the 7th and the 14th of September at the Wild Wild Nature Health Food Store in Huntington. That's the 7th of September from 1 to 2. And then on the 14th of September, also Wild by Nature in Oceanside from 1 to 2. And to backtrack there, it's going to be from in July the 30th. It's 8 p.m. 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. in Great Neck, Be Organic in Great Neck. That's my upcoming speaking events that I have thus far. But I'm also available for a one-on-one, personal training sessions, hula hooping sessions, Pilates instructors, war chef. We could do it as a class. Anywhere in Nassau County, certain parts of Suffolk County, the boroughs of New York City, and also I'm available online anywhere in the USA to do some online via Skype sessions, if desired. So definitely reach me at the number I mentioned earlier in the program and contact me on Facebook or LinkedIn. I'm also on LinkedIn as well and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Raw Vegan Athlete, all one word, Raw Vegan Athlete on Twitter. And my first and last name, Ramona Cadogan, on LinkedIn. And the same thing on Facebook.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking with Ramona Cadogan, and we're talking about physical fitness, raw food, veganism. And if anybody would like to call in, if anybody has a question for Ramona, the number to call in is 718-766-4453. You know, from listening to you, Ramona, you're doing a very comprehensive job, and I'm sure people who hear this interview will get a lot of great tips on how to improve their health and their level of fitness. And that's what it's all about, you know, keeping the body strong, keeping fit, because then you become more confident, more self-assured, and it helps you in all the different areas of your life.
Yes, I totally agree, Michael Collins. I totally agree. And thank you so much for having me on your show. And looking forward to do it again sometime in the near future.
Yeah, we still have a little bit of time. So are there any things that you want to talk to, anything that's near and dear to your heart that you would like to present to the listeners?
Yes. Yes. I'm also involved in academic fitness. I have a degree in biology and a master's in education from Adelphi University. And I teach memory building skills by Harry Lorraine, who wrote the memory book, and study skills for different subjects in math and science, SATs, ACTs. So I incorporate healthy mind, healthy body, and healthy soul. So I try to incorporate wellness, not just for the body, but also for the mind. And you can also contact me for that, too, as well. Anywhere in the USA, I do it online, and also in the boroughs and in Long Island, personal and groups.
So I take it then you do a lot of tutoring with young people?
Young, all different ages, all different subjects, and I always incorporate memory-building techniques to help them remember how to study, how to interpret information, critical thinking skills, how to connect concepts. So that's also a whole different level of fitness, but it's something that I also have a passion for to help people reach their educational goals as well.
Yeah, I think you bring up an important point. With the veganism and the physical fitness, how do you see it helping? If somebody really embraces the program, how do you see it helping them with their memory and, you know, with their study habits and the habits of their mind? Do you see a sharper concentration?
Yes. I mean, it could definitely, I definitely believe it definitely can occur. Because when you want to make your body healthy, it becomes healthy. The main reason how your body becomes healthy is what you take into your, what you put into your body by food, how you physically take care of your body, and also the environment where you are. If you're in the mountains, if you're in the city, if you're in the country, you know, all of these criteria are important to develop your well-being. And your well-being starts with your mind.
Right.
You know, and that's why, you know, it's important to meditate. Also, having that sense of centered, being where you're not tied up. You want to have that freedom. You know, so it's, and then I feel that when you are a vegan, you're not taking in the animal by being a non-vegan. I feel that you're taking the emotions and the feelings of an animal when you eat it, and that mixes up with your own feelings, and as a result, that's where you have confusion and you have disarray, and that could have so many imbalances. It can cause hormone imbalances in your whole body. Like your whole body is just totally just turned off. And I feel that if you incorporate plant-based foods into your diet, you become more focused, more clear, lighter. You think faster. You're more. There's a whole different process works from A to Z. But everything is not overnight. You know, everything is a process. So if you're consistent with what you do in your health from A to Z, you'll get the results.
Right. So what you're really saying is not a New Year's resolution. It's something that you set a goal, and you can't continuously working at it.
Absolutely.
That's interesting. And again, just tell people how they can get in contact with you. And,
yes. My immediate contact number is 917-608-0018. You can also reach me via email, as I mentioned that before, at ramonacadogan@mail.adelphi.edu, or my Facebook page, Ramona, R-A-M-O-N-A, and then my last name is Cadogan, Cadogan.
Okay. And what is there any particular good time for people to call you?
I guess it's best, you know, during regular business hours will be the best time, you know, to call, leave me a message, and I would return the phone call that same day or the next day.
And do you have a place where you post all your upcoming events and things that you're involved with?
Right, yes. I do have places. One is the African Holistic. Actually, it's the in Hempstead on Franklin Avenue. is the African Museum of Nassau County. That's one place where I host my events for, you know, anything I want to desire in terms of fitness, in terms of my what we could chef classes. Also, I come to people's homes, their business. And that's also how I provide services. I do also rent out some spaces in the area, but that's for the most part. I actually come to people's, to their home. I make it more personal because it's in their home where they feel more comfortable. So I try to keep it, help them connect more spiritually with where they're at, because it's at their home or at their business, and that's where they have the best connection. That's what I really recommend for the most part.
Now, are you affiliated with any gyms or anything where if people wanted to do weight training and things of that nature?
Yes. Well, the thing is that with the gyms, I'm my own private trainer. So there are some gyms where I could potentially rent a little space out, a little section, that's no problem. Or I can, like I said, come to people and bring my equipment to them and work with them at their location.
Right. And so, you know, I think you've given people a really good example of how it looks to eat a healthy diet and prepare yourself with exercise. Have you run any marathons, done anything of that nature?
Well, I plan to do something like that down the road. I'm involved right now in just maintaining my CrossFit workout, and I've done the Warrior Dash and the Spartan Race, because I feel that these races are more working your whole entire body. I mean, I love to run. I haven't done a full marathon because I feel that running is just only one aspect of fitness. When you're doing an obstacle course, it's much more challenging because you're using your whole entire body when you're doing an obstacle course. But I guess one day, you know, to say that at least I accomplished doing a marathon, I probably will sometime in the future do a marathon as well.
Right. Now, I know that, you know, people talk about fasting. Do you recommend fasting? Do you fast one day a week, or do you have certain times of the year where you fast?
That's a good question. Very good question. I usually fast at least once a week, and I do that just for detox purposes.
Okay. And you do that pretty much one day a week, and you have one that day for fasting?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. Yes, I do encourage that for sure, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what other health tips would you give people or want people to know and understand?
Well, everything is a process, and be happy for what you have. Be grateful for what that's in your life. Start up with the positive things that are going for in your life, whether it's your family, whether it's your job, or your accomplishments, and then connect that with what you want to do to further improve in your life. And be positive. And take it one day at a time.
Right. Well, I'm on the phone with Ramona, and we're coming up to our, you know, last 10 minutes or so. If anybody's out there and they would like to ask a question about their health, their fitness, their diet, please call in to 718-766 4453. You know, Ramona has been giving out some really great information on how to prepare yourself physically, how to prepare yourself mentally, and how to prepare yourself spiritually to help transform your life and to become a powerhouse, really confident in yourself, looking good and feeling good. So it's very important. And this is a very important message that I hope as many people hear this, and when you listen to it, share it with your friends, because this is something that's very important. And this is Michael Collins with Journey to Success Radio, and all the things that we spoke about this evening are things that will help to make you more successful in your life, more peaceful in your life, more confident in your life, so that you are really being directing your life instead of being controlled and manipulated by so many outside forces. When you start to take control of your exercise and your well-being, your diet, what you're putting in your body, you're really taking control of your life. And that could be the most beautiful thing in the world, because then you're really getting to your inner core. You're finding that inner spirit, and you're finding that divine that resides within you. So I think, you know, the tips that Ramona has given this evening are quite valuable in transforming your life or maintaining your body, maintaining, you know, many times we speak about the body is the temple. So when we maintain the temple, you know, we are really preparing ourselves for a sacred service within. And Ramona, would you like to add a little bit to that?
Yes, I totally agree that it's a whole body-mind connection. And it's just, you have to be in the now, focusing on what's happening now. And just being understanding that you are focusing on your own individual needs and you're working on you to further make yourself better. And how do you do that? Being in the now, being present at that moment, and just accepting what's happening to you now and then moving forward to make it better. And I can help you achieve that.
Right. And one of the words, I don't think you used it, but you used every word but this. You're talking about giving gratitude for your life.
Yes, it's important to have that, because if you need to be grateful for what is happening in your life. By having that, start out your day, every day of your life, it just makes things much more free-flowing. And then whatever that you want to happen in your life will definitely come true within time and with continued practicing gratitude. The more you are grateful every day in your life, doors will open for you.
Right. So, you know, I want to thank you, and I think we're coming down to about the last 5 minutes. If anybody wants to call in, you know, we still have time for a question. It's 718-766-4453. And, again, as I said, I would recommend you passing the link on to this broadcast, because Ramona has shared some great tidbits with us and really, you know, given us insight into veganism, into a little bit into raw food, and a great deal into physical fitness and exercise and taking care and preparing yourself. So for that, I want to thank you for all the listeners. And as we come to the end of the program. You know, we have about 5 more minutes, so if there's anything you'd like to say, anything you'd like to share, anything that's near and dear to your heart, why don't you let the listeners know that? Because I think that's important. I think you shared some beautiful things, and if you could sum it all up and put it all together, I think that would be helpful to people.
Yes, definitely. Definitely to sum it up. Definitely to make this, to wrap this up in a positive way. Everyone has to be focused on the now. And if you know a person that you need to make some changes in your life, the more you hesitate, the now does not happen. And if you have a problem identifying or a problem with trying to recognize it and you just kind of vague about it, I could be the person to help you with your fitness, with becoming a raw vegan gradually. No push, but gradually making it fun, entertaining, and being real and being genuine about it. It has to come from the heart.
Right.
And you really have to just let go and just say to yourself, this is the day that I want to make a difference in my life, because we have only one life to live. There's other people around us. We have all different forces around us, but we have to stay connected to the positive forces. And we have to know, use our own intuition, and trust your own intuition. Where there's a will, there is a way, and I totally believe it.
Right. Well, I think, you know, Ramona, you've pointed out, you know, a whole series, a whole list of things that will help bring people to living a more successful life for themselves and more successful lifetime. And it's really not about, you know, how people view you outside, but how you really feel inside. I would take it you would agree with that statement, right?
I totally, absolutely agree.
And so, you know, by listening to this, and getting some ideas and incorporating them into your life and starting that process, see how your life will change. Contact Ramona and let her become a part of your life and let her be, you know, helpful to helping you making the transition to get stronger, more confident, feel better about yourself. These are all important things, and all important things that we need in the world today to make ourselves more successful. And one of the things with Journey to Success, you know, we started this radio station based on the principles of Napoleon Hill, and one of the principles of Napoleon Hill is health and fitness. And by incorporating that into your life, you become more successful. You become, you know, more the powerhouse that you were born to be. And that's one of the things in becoming more at peace with yourself. Well, we're down to our final minute. This is Michael Collins of Journeys to Success Radio. I'm the author of Ushering in the Golden Age, Elevate Your Consciousness. And I've just come out with a new ebook that I'm going to make available called The 17 Steps to Love, Joy, and Freedom that will help you to find more inner peace. Again, I want to thank my guest tonight, Ramona Cardigan, and for sharing all her information, her love, her energy, and her knowledge with you, the audience, and hopefully, by incorporating this will make you more spiritual make your life more spiritual, and make yourself more peaceful. Do you have any final words, Ramona, in this last 5 seconds?
I want to thank all the listeners out there, and I'm looking to make a positive difference in everyone's life, and I'm looking to be a role model for who needs one to help them make their first steps.
All right. Thank you, and thank you.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
Thanks for having me. You too.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.